make a fire with some wood?
Well, that in the oven you had to make fire with some wood till that till the oven was all white. See?
White, with heat?
White. And then it was hot enough. And then they pulled that fire out, and like a, something like a shawl, along with a long end, and put them right on and
put them in there.
Put them in there, see. Huh.
And how would you know when they were baked?
Well, just about an hour, just like you do in the oven here. Oh boy, you had some bread. Big bread like this.
Almost a foot high, huh?
Yeah, they're nice bread.
Did every family have an oven like that?
Did every family have an oven? Not every family.
No.
What would the other people use to bake the bread?
Well, they cook them just so for you to eat.
Just, they had these big ranges, kitchen ranges.
Did other families ever come to use your oven?
Did other people come to use your oven?
No.
The...
Well, of course, the neighbors, all the neighbors had...
They'd use each other?
Yeah, they used quite a few neighbors that had some big oven like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the Skistoff Laments from Belgium that stayed with us, we visited his bakery shop. And that's the way his wife puts the bread in. She has a long wooden paddle, and I have a movie of that, and she's putting that right in her oven. But it's run by fuel oil, I believe. It's in an indoor oven, but I just mean
they use the same method.
Yeah, the same method.
Huh. Yeah. Yeah. Well, they get them out. They have to do the same. They have to go with their. Scoop them out.
Yeah,
see?
Scoop them out.
It was so too hot in there, you couldn't reach in there, see?
Where was that brick oven on the farm at Rosaire where we lived? I don't know. Was it right back of the house on the west side, that brick oven?
That oven?
Yeah.
Right on the corner. You know, there was a shop, there, a building there, there's a blacksmith shop on the corner.
Oh, and it was on the corner. It was.
And that oven was on the west side. Remember?
On the west side of that shop.
Between the granary and the shop?
No. He means...
A different shop.
Yeah. There used to be a blacksmith shop.
Blacksmith shop on the corner there, yeah.
On the corner, in the front of the house. On the east side of the house.
On this...
Near the road. Near the road, huh?
Yeah. On the southeast...
Southeast side.
Side, yeah.
And then by that blacksmith shop... I never remember that shop there. That must have been before I was born.
We tore it down, maybe.
See, I was born in 1918. I don't remember that.
And the oven was to the west of the shop?
The oven was to the west of that blacksmith shop, huh?
Yeah.
Was that your blacksmith shop, or was that... Was that Uncle Alex's blacksmith shop?
Yeah, he used to work back it, and then us we used it a lot too.
Oh, you used it too. Oh, it was the LeGrave blacksmith shop, I suppose. Oh,
did
that, from
what he did, what kinds of things they used it for?
She wants to know what you used the blacksmith shop for. Well, I suppose for your horseshoes.
Well, for all blacksmith, we used to work blacksmith to shoe the horses, but. To break your machines, well, the
piece of iron that would break on the machinery, they'd weld, weld.
A fork, and big handle, and a big vise, and some big hammers that big, and all kinds of them.
I used to pump the bellows, remember? We had the blacksmith shop is still there.
The one in the back of the house.
Yeah, I wonder if those bellows are in there yet.
Yeah.
I pumped that a lot of times while my dad
The long handle there.
Yeah, to make the fire. Yeah. To heat, he'd heat the iron, and then you'd pound on the anvil to...
Usually shoot the horses, fix up the wagon wheel break, or anything on the farm. We do all our blacksmith, do all our stuff.
Did you only do work for yourself, or did others pay you to work for them?
Well, you didn't work for others, and so.
No.
No, but no. Uncle Alex.
Well, he worked there for quite a few years.
In that other blacksmith shop that was on the front of the house.
Yeah.
But my dad never worked for others.
Oh, but. So there was the old one that was torn down, and then there was the one that's still standing behind. And the one that's still standing.
Now, we wanted to move that shop the way it was, except the oven.
Oh, you wanted to move?
To move where I've got the other one in Anderson.
Yeah.
We had already, and we had 40 more horses on there. Mm-hmm. We're going to drag it back to us.
Uh-huh.
But when you said ready, there's two teams that ran ahead faster than the others, and they twisted the building.
The
building was twisted run down, see? So then we had to take it all apart.
Oh, and you took it apart and you built the one that's back there out of that one?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I see.
So that's actually part of the original blacksmith shop.
But we made it much smaller. The other one.
Oh, the other one was much bigger.
Wow.
And that outdoor oven got all busted up.
No, it stayed there. We had to tear it all apart. And
you never rebuilt it.
All the stones away.
Was the oven attached to the blacksmith shop?
I've noticed that most of these outdoor ovens, maybe you noticed that one at Masters, it is attached to the building.
But it's a summer kitchen. That's what I was wondering if
it was. Oh, was that outdoor oven attached to that blacksmith shop too?
No.
It was separate?
Eh?
That outdoor oven, was it on that blacksmith shop?
No, it was the west wall of the shop. Made out of stone, see, all that wall's made out of stone.
So
in case of fire, see?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that it didn't spread
and
from the oven.
And it was a part of the blacksmith shop. Oh.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. I had often heard them tell about those, And then when I was teaching school, there was this one reader, it was about pioneer days, and one of the units in that reading book was about these outdoor ovens, you know.
Yeah.
And every time we used to get to that unit, I used to wonder, and I wonder if that was like they had it on. So, is there any charge now for this?
Don't worry about it.
Oh, good.
So. Well, since you've done us the favor of bringing it out.
He's the one that went ahead and gave them to me, but I feel the university can do more with them than I can.
Yeah, it should be good.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of crops did you grow? What kind of crops did you grow when you were on the farm?
Like wheat and oats.
Oh, wheat and oats, and barley, peas, rye.
Buckwheat?
Eh?
Buckwheat
once in a while.
And beets. Remember years ago we had beets?
Some beets.
You had sugar beets?
Yeah.
Sugar beets.
But I guess you never planted but one year, I guess.
No.
Why?
Eh?
Why only one year?
Rye.
Why did you plant the beets only one year?
Too much work for the profit that was in here.
What would be done with those afterwards?
Weren't they brought to the sugar refinery to make sugar out of? Or was it?
That's they were hauling him to.
I think there was a plant.
I suppose they were him to Casco again, up to them.
Then they were
to Green Bay at the factory.
Do you remember what year that was, around?
About what year was that?
God, boy.
Was it in the 20s or the 30s?
I would say in the 20s, because I think I was a little girl.
Oh, must have been.
I would say in the 20s, huh?
Yeah, before the war, yeah.
Before the war, huh?
Oh, yes.
And you know, another thing you used to raise and sell some was potatoes.
Oh, potatoes. There's lots of potatoes, too. Oh, yes.
Now, when you got the farm, how many acres did you have with that? How many acres altogether?
At first, you only had the 40 acres,
Yeah, here on the farm,
And then?
And bought the other 40 back.
Yeah, it's a mile up, that other 40.
Oh, so you bought another 40?
There was just one foray between the two, see?
Mm-hmm.
There was mine, and then...
Gardenoid?
And then...
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you how they work this business. His two brothers and he, all three of you were married, huh? Uncle Florian and Uncle Alec and you. And they bought farms
The first farm we bought, we had the old farm, homestead there by my brother Florian there.
Mm-hmm.
And mine, we had 4 acres here. That's all the farm we had.
Yeah. But didn't you all live together till the three farms were paid for? And then each moved on their farms? Isn't that how? Didn't you all live together?
Yeah.
Till the farms were paid for? And we then
we stayed together with my brother Alec and Florian. After we moved here, we bought a farm for Alec, my brother.
Yeah. We had
8 acres there.
There were 4 brothers, but his oldest brother moved to Michigan. But these other 3 brothers, see, he got the home farm, and Uncle Florian and his wife got the other one, Uncle Alec's the other one. But they all lived together on this one place here until the farms were paid for.
Yeah. There was for a time there with all the kids. We were 18 in the house.
Wow.
Oh, goodness.
How did you arrange it?
18 in the family.
One long table?
Yeah.
One long table?
Yeah. At first in the house there was, you know, we had 2 rooms there, but we made a partition between there. There was only 1 room there all.
Oh, you mean the living room?
Yeah.
And the kitchen was all 1 room?
All 1 room.
And there were 2 little bedrooms on there, huh?
Yeah.
I see. Great. If you've ever been in that house, there's a great big kitchen, bigger than this. And then the living room was kind of narrow and long on that side. And then the 2 very small bedrooms. Grandpa, our old grandpa, always had the bedroom off the living room. And we used to entertain our boyfriends in that
Yeah, it was for a time there with all the kids. There were 18 in the family.
But upstairs was quite big. The upstairs.
Oh, upstairs there was
4 bedrooms.
1, 2, 3, 4 bedrooms upstairs. 1 big bedroom. There was two beds in there.
Oh yeah.
Did they separate the house at all for the families? Different families and different.
You know, you didn't. The house wasn't separated. Like Uncle Florian didn't live in this part.
No. Everybody together, like we'd be here. There would be 4 families here. They're all together in the same room.
Was there a lot of fighting?
Never had no fight.
Oh really?
Never.
You gotta be kidding. Well.
Never. My dad was the boss, eh?
Oh.
And my brother Alec was the second boss.
You mean Alec from East Rosaire?
Yeah. And Florian and I. Never quarreled. Yeah, there were 3 brothers. I never remember we had any quarrels together. Never.
How did they decide who was the boss?
Well, the father was the boss.
Older. I thought there were 3 brothers.
Yeah, well, the oldest one, yeah. Then.
Oh, yes.
But you bought that farm the year before you were married, and so, 1908.
Well, quite a few years before I got married, I bought that 40.
Oh,
yes.
I thought it was 1908, and you were married in 1909. You had the farm more than 1 year before you were married, huh?
What do you mean?
That you owned it.
I owned it. Well, maybe a year before that, something like that.
Now, when Ma went to live there, when you were married, did she have to live with? Did she live with my 2 aunts?
Alec from Fairthorn, you mean?
No, when you got married, did Ma have to go and live with all these people there? Were all these people living there when Ma went to live there?
Yeah.
Did she? My mother was from right next door, the house, that red brick house.
Uh-huh.
that was the Rince homestead. And she married the man next door. What I mean, Ma never complained to me.
Hey?
Ma never complained about when she used to, when they live, you lived all together.
No.
She didn't, she never said that that was, you know, hard to do. Nowadays, nobody would do that, right?
Mm, I don't think so.
Maybe young people that are too experimental.
Well, in one way, that was the only way. The only way to make money. Oh. There was only one house, and everybody lives together, right?
Yeah, but the two others had the same start as you did, and they certainly didn't accomplish what you did, because they had such big families.
Uh-huh.
You see, yeah. Well, one had 8 and the other one had 12, but they're, well, this shouldn't be taped, I suppose. I think they just keep buying more land and more machinery and stuff, and for some reason or other, they just were in debt all the time, those two others. And still, when they started out, they were equal. Mm-hmm. I never could quite figure that out. And it just seemed like he, but of course that other one had such a big family.
Big families can be hard.
Right.
How many children did you have?
Four. Four girls. Children. I was the youngest. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, see, this was taken last Christmas, my three sisters and I. This was the last picture that was taken of my mother and dad.
When was this one taken?
This was taken in 1974. Mm-hmm. She died in 1974.
Mm.
And this was taken last Christmas, 1975. Mm. This is...
Oh, do that's you right in this room, I can tell by the wallpaper.
Yeah. We've been meaning to put new wallpaper up, and we never get around to it. Joe's
nice.
Yes,
that's nice.
Yeah, Sunday's the Brussels Kermis, so we'll come over here and have dinner with them again, the four of us and their husbands, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So he's telling me today, he's getting the drink glasses ready, and you better use these glasses. And he always was so helpful to my mother when... whatever she made dinner, he was right in here pitching in with her, helping her. And can I ask you to get to the house to visit her? She'd work out on the food all the while, you know, you see.
Uh-huh. Well, it was nice to have some help.
she was just always thinking of preparing a meal, always working on, you know.
I was wondering what other, do they have chickens on the farm, or...
Mm-hmm. You always had chickens, and so...
Chicken? Always. Oh, yes, always.
Ma always took care of the chickens, huh?
Yeah. Mm. Always had
just
chickens.
Just here going to that chicken coop. Then
did
we...
you sell your eggs?
Mm-hmm. When I was a kid, I'd go to the store with that basket of eggs. It was quite a big basket, too, with 8, sometimes 10 dozen eggs.
Well, some eggs.
And I'd go on my bike, remember, sometimes?
Mm-hmm.
No kidding, it was close by, Rubens's, the store. It was a general merchandise store. It had everything. And so I'd paddle over my bike and...
Chickens and pigs and cows and sheep.
Oh, you had sheep.
I never remember sheep.
Oh, you had some sheep for years and years.
Did you use the wool or the meat? Or both?
Did you use the wool and the meat?
Well, my mother was spinning all the wool we needed for stockings. And, yes.
But see, his mother... died before I was born, so I never knew her. I think she died in 1914.
My dad was her pastime most of the winter, and sitting there, we're just spinning wheel, and feet, and spinning.
Did you know how to spin?
You could spin too, and so?
Oh, yes.
Oh.
Sure.
Did she dye the wool at all?
Did she used to dye it different colors?
Sure.
Yeah?
Oh, yes, she dyed the color you want in red, or... black.
Did she do that with commercial dye, or did she collect berries?
Could she, you'd buy dye then, huh?
Hey?
You could buy some dye. You'd buy the dye.
Because, sure.
You know, some people would use berries and...
But us, we have all the yarn from our sheep, see?
Yeah, but didn't you dye it a different color?
Sure. That's what
you dye it?
Spend it, dye it when you want it.
You understood buy, I think. Mm.
Do you know who lived in the house before you?
Let's see. Yeah.
Who lived in the house?
Talk about it. Yeah.
Before us, which is Prosper Nazi.
I think he built it, didn't he? Prosper Nazi, didn't he build it?
And I guess he's the one that built the house, the stone house there, yeah.
And then?
And Dr. LaFortune?
That's in that delivery.
Yeah, I'm wondering what he remembers, if he remembers what it was like when they lived there.
Do you remember when you moved there, you were only, what?
Eh?
How old were you when you moved to that house from?
From your house?
11?
7 years old, I guess.
Seven.
I was.
You don't remember much about that, huh? You know.
I remember the day we moved in.
You're kidding.
We moved with the wagon and the hay rack, our loaded with stuff.
And
I remember that like it had been yesterday.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And who lived in the other house then, where you were before? Nobody lived?
Nobody. Anybody lives in that house anymore.
Until?
We used to run that farm, eh? We used to go over there and for dinner we'd go in the house and warm up our meals. And
it was just a log house, I suppose?
Yeah,
a
log house.
Oh,
yeah.
Where was it?
It's about a mile south. You turn at Gillett's Corner, about a mile west from our
it's
house.
It's about a mile
west.
A mile west and
a mile south.
Half a mile
half
south.
Half a mile south on the right hand side.
You know what the name of the road is? Or is it the road name?
What's the name of that road, I wonder?
Oh, I don't think there's no number on that road. I don't think.
Oh, now they have it named.
Well, that's okay. Is the log house still there?
No, because they recovered the logs and then they put an addition to it. The log house is still there though, but it's covered.
It's covered up now.
The kitchen.
Yeah, we repaired our log house, but my brother moved in there. It was just that log house.
Oh, he moved in it when it was just the log
house. Yeah, it's all remodeled, you know, and make new foundation.
Built barns? Barns were there?
The barns were on. Yeah. The barns and the... And a mow, there's 2 mows in here. And a horse barn and a cow barn, but everything was there.
Oh.
Does it have bricks over it?
They're still the same barns.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are they log barns?
They're not all log barns. There's
log barns.
Are they log barns over there?
Hmm. Yeah.
Is the house bricked over?
The house has siding on it now, huh?
Oh, yeah, that's all siding now. You can't tell it's a log house anymore.
Oh, yeah,
and they rebuilt a kitchen to it. And oh, yeah.
But tell them about the remodeling you did on the stone house now. Like, you built that summer kitchen yourself. And what
that
else?
Kitchen in the back there, that's what I built myself there.
Yeah. And inside of the house, you had done some remodeling too, I guess.
Oh, yes, we made that wall, we made that
living room?
That living room there. My dad used to get that up.
Mm-hmm. Well, hello, here comes our fruit man. So... Did you know that Clayton painted that little house that August wanted?
Yeah.
Ah.
Well, he don't paint you and just smear it.
I'm done now. Yeah, that was 4.5 gallons of paint on there.
Four and a half gallons.
And then the walls, either, you know, the walls that slate, huh? But the windows and the storm windows and that shed in the back there.
Harv just got done painting the trim on our house. It took him days and days and days.
Well,
every night after work, or he'd stay home a day, and now he's on the feed mill painting. It takes forever. I don't know if he'll get that painting.
50 hours on there.
How many?
50 hours.
Oh, I believe it. I believe he put 50 hours.
And
who owns that?
And I wasn't sitting down neither.
I know it. Is it still Jimmy Malcor that owns it? Oh.
Yeah, they want to rent it and put the new rugs in there yet and the insulation yet. It's kind of cold house, I think.
They don't keep
especially
renters.
Especially the kitchen part.
They've had so many different renters,
yeah.
Huh? Now, who's ahead in cards here? They play hundreds of games of Cuyo through the year, but they keep track. Are you tie again or what?
I think so.
Pa? Are you tie with Clayton or is he...
Hey?
Are you ahead of him in cards?
No, we're tied.
I think we're tie, huh?
We're tie,
yeah.
How often do you play cards?
Oh,
a couple of times a week.
Yeah.
3-4 hours, then we.
Oh, that's just great, you know, that you have to look forward to. But going back to that to that stone house, I always remember it as being such a cold house.
Mm. Oh, really?
Cold. Mm. We'd sleep upstairs. We had those registers, little hole cut in the floor, you know, and we didn't have any extra heat upstairs. We'd warm a brick in the oven, you know, and take it to bed with us. The water was frozen in the water pail in the morning.
No, it's even our home place there too.
Yeah.
Oh yes. And you'd really see the white.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was a cold house on the farm there.
Hmm?
That was cold. That house was cold, that stone house. Didn't understand me. Yeah. And we used a heater. We had a heater in the front room. I remember when we had the round wooden heater, and then later on we got an enameled one, you know, nice one. It looked like a little fireplace, that heater. You could see the flames from the door, kind of plastic.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the kitchen, we only had a big kitchen range, so we had those two stoves. That's all we had to heat. At your house too,
that's
suppose.
All we had, sure.
A heater in the living room and a big kitchen range.
Maybe you could see if your father ever remembers growing tobacco on the farm.
Yeah. Remember growing tobacco? You used to always grow some. Grandpa always had tobacco, but it was just in the garden, and so.
Oh, yes.
He always had a nice patch of tobacco.
Always a big patch. You cut yours?
Okay. I got about 50 of them now. But it's darn tall.
He's telling me he got some tobacco as high as
that high.
Wow.
I never had tobacco like that. But I think it's a different kind of tobacco.
It must be a different kind. Never saw it.
Because the stalk is white, getting white. And the leaves are getting pretty light yellow. So I don't know, I would say it must be a cigarette tobacco.
Cigarette tobacco that you planted instead of chewing tobacco.
Mounces got some cedar from his uncle in Green Bay, I think.
Who did
that? Lawrence Mounces here.
Oh, is that where you got it?
That's where you got the seed, but I don't know what kind of tobacco it is.
Uh-huh. Well, you gave some to George Wappet, huh?
It's the same
and
line,
then it's so tall, too, I noticed, right by his house.
But mine are taller than his, you know.
It seems to me when Grandpa grew tobacco in the garden on the farm, it would always be kind of low. It wouldn't, you know.
Mine is tall this year.
But that's a pretty plant, I
think.
You?
About that wide, about that long.
Where'd you hang on with by George?
Well, you got that old...
In the barn?
I think they hung it on the wall in that blacksmith shop.
In front of the
inside, as I recall. I can just see a tobacco.
I was thinking
about your
hanging on the wall. I'm going to ask for sure.
What would be on the top of the barn? What would that be?
They use some kind of a chopper.
It's kind of dark up there. Closed up.
Pretty well closed up.
No, not much air, huh? It's got half air too, you know.
It's got lots of air.
Yeah.
Say, Pa, did we used to hang the tobacco to dry in the shop, in the blacksmith shop, on the wall to dry?
Yeah, we used to put some there. We used to put some in the barn, hang them in the log barn. They got half lots of hair for the tobacco to dry up. And used to hang some in the shop there, in the old shop too.
And how would you know when they were dry enough to chop? They were.
Oh,
they got to wait till towards spring.
You mean you let them hang there all winter?
Oh, yeah, because in the leaves, that stem is going to be...
I thought it was just a couple months.
Oh, no, it takes more longer than that.
And then what kind of a chopper do you use to chop?
To chop? Just a feet cutter, as you used to cut it.
Yeah, small feet cutter.
Right, a common feet chopper was cut by hand. Yeah.
Oh.
Then was it ready to chew once it was chopped?
Well, it had to be cured. What was new is it's kind of... fresh, you know.
Yeah.
It's better if it's cured a little bit longer.
You spread it out?
How do you cure it?
Yeah.
Just put it in a barrel and leave it for me for
in a barrel.
About a year, you know.
A year?
Yeah. But then you can't put it in there too damp neither. If you leave it, if it ain't dry enough, then it gets moldy too.
Ah.
So it's got to be dry enough so it stays.
Have you got a barrel?
So where did you usually put that to
keep it dry in the cellar?
Well, I dry up on the candle or something, or so it's dry enough.
But where in the house? Was it in the house?
I got it in the shed then.
In the shed.
Because I heard it.